I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton.
Damn. Sneeze. Starting the show with a sneeze. Continue.
Well, introduce him first, I guess.
That's Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And this is Mike Hanford.
Hello. I'm fully unallergized today. I'm usually pretty nice. Coffee and wheezy. My air comes.
Cut his mic.
His friend, Mike.
Which one of the seven dwarves do I most remind you of? Don't say Dopey.
Yeah, who's the tallest one? Probably.
There's that one tall guy, Tally.
Dorky. Let's do your thing.
Yeah, let's crack these and we'll discuss. Folks, we are out from under the tyrannical thumb of the IBA list.
Oh my gosh.
Oppressive organization, the International Bartenders Association. We drank our way through their whole list, and now we're free, as of last week's daiquiri, to drink whatever we want.
We went on a bar crawl last weekend for our blowout, if you listen to the blowout from earlier this week.
They listen.
If you hadn't, get over there and listen, and we got some other great shows. Listen to those. It's a better show than this one.
Okay. Mike, how do you open this?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So lift. See that little white thing?
Yeah.
Lift that part of the tab up like this.
Did that.
And then slide back.
We let's not even talk about the drinks yet.
Not yet.
Because
we're doing something.
Typically, we're doing something.
wait, I'm doing something.
we typically drink alcohol that hits your system pretty fast. And today we're drinking something that we wanted to make sure that it hits us during the course of the episode. So we're going to start drinking it now and then we'll talk about it when it gets to due time. But we wanted to make sure that they were feeling the full effects.
We're going to be very secretive to the people who have not read the title of this episode.
You can see it when you look at your phone.
Yeah, but
we're being coy.
Well, so shit chat, eh?
Yeah, a little shit chat.
Oh boy.
Do you guys feel good that being done with the International Bartenders Association?
I feel good. I feel accomplished.
I do. Oh, what I was going to say before is we did that bar crawl from our last blowout, and that was an attempt just to get out. Try new stuff.
Sure.
Yes. See what we're going for. I didn't drink anything on the bar crawl we're going to do on the show, but still.
You didn't drink anything on the bar crawl. You don't like to drink very much.
No, this was more symbolic. We're going out to interact with other drinks.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the 1-2 punch of bar crawl and then St. Pat's. Not to date the episode, but that's a fucking heavy night as well.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
It's also kind of cool that we have this momentum that feels like there's this groundswell happening where it's like, we have shows coming up in LA, Chicago, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Rhode Island, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh type places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of a hot streak.
And
mini tour, would someone say.
Yeah.
We're free from the shackles of the cocktail list. Our pod is popping off. Our live act is popping off. There's a movie in the can, you know? It's a good time to be one of the Sloppy Boys.
Might be viewable at some point.
Possibly
might
viewable.
Might be viewable.
But don't you feel like there's a lot of times where it's not good to be one of the Sloppy Boys? You have to cherish one of these moments where it's good to be the three of us.
Yeah, good to be the three of us.
It's good to be king.
Also, can we just announce the live stream? What's stopping us?
Go for it.
April 12th, folks. Friday, April 12th. The watch party for the Sloppy Boys documentary, Blood, Sweat, and Beers, or How the Sloppy Boys Made an Album in West Texas. Mm-hmm. Watch it with us. We're going to intro it. You're going to get a first sneak peek. This is the pre-premiere, folks.
This is for our listeners that and the people that follow us on social media that are going to get some VIP sneaky peeky treatment to watch the movie with us before it gets its wide release.
Yeah,
it's baby. What'd you say? It was a preview? It's a
pre-premiere.
Pre-premiere preview.
It's a little pre.
Yeah, it's a little pre. Be there, folks.
Be there, folks. To check that out, you can go to thesloppyboys.com and you'll see it. We'll put it there so you can't miss it.
It's coming up. That's going to be fun. Ooh, Hong Kong guy here.
Beep to you.
Folks, have you heard any just sort of weird honks just then? It was a car outside, not a big deal. Probably shouldn't even be talking about.
Yep. Don't dwell on it.
Not going to fuck up the rest of the pod.
Now, we're all in the same room, and we're at Jeff's place, and we're in L.A. all together.
We're in kind of a cool, we're in L.A.
Together.
We're in a cool little spot here, aren't we? Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very wild.
Yeah. It's kind of a good lighting you have here, Jeff. Setting the mood.
Yeah, very now.
I got my gamer girl lights on, my streaming sort of lights. These are the lights you'd sort of see behind Ninja or Pokimane.
Who? Pokemon.
No,
are these,
no.
Are these people?
These are streamers. These are beloved streamers. The audience knows. They're Gen Z.
Mm.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Setting the vibe.
Setting the vibe. Setting the tone.
You guys and for anyone watching on video, you'll notice the t-shirt I'm wearing is the Mastabong Ripper.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And what if we listen to that song at the end of the episode?
That's good, Tim.
Could be very good.
And it does tie into a little bit to the drink, which we're not going to
get to. We're not going to get to that.
If you're watching, you can see the things we have in our hands, but we're not going to mention them.
If you're listening, you can hear the things in our hands.
Mm-hmm. You probably hear a little. You don't hear.
Yeah.
No, you don't hear.
Amen. Or
clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Of the glass.
Of the glass.
Or the shake, shake of that shaker.
Or the shake. Or the grind, grind of the grinder. Oh, that hurts my ears.
That grind, grind, grind of the grinder. What an odd little can. Oh, I want to talk so much about it. Should we get into the BN of it all?
Booze news.
Aha. Booze news.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it. Scream
again. Whitehead suck. Won't you come? Cause my son's got kind of a wide head. Whitehead suck. Won't you come? Hey, Timmy, what do you think of these?
It's booze news, you sideshow fucks.
Move it, football head.
Whitehead Sun was sent to us by Tom from Redondo. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Tom is the guy, we know him. He's come to a bunch of shows. He programmed the game Beat Saber.
Oh,
he programmed the Mastabong Ripper track.
That was cool.
Did we ever figure that out?
What a perfect. Yeah. Well, this has the perfect song for this based on the drink we're doing.
Tom from Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
Tomando.
Now, if we were smart, this would have been our 420 episode.
Aha. Yeah.
But me and Mike are going to see Fish at the Sphere.
Yes, on that day, so we won't be able to record.
Yep.
Jeff was thinking about coming too.
Jeff, you're
thought about it at least.
I did.
You're in.
It's a good thought.
I thought about it and I'm in. No, this is a good drink for now because it's such a curveball. Unprecedented on the pod.
Right.
Oh my God. I can't even believe we got away with it.
I can't even believe we got away with it. What's the actual booze news?
Is in keeping with the theme of interesting drinks that are perhaps not necessarily alcohol per se.
Right.
There is a very big trend that I was wondering if you guys have heard of that I've been meaning to bring up on the pod. And I've been thinking, well, it's not boozy, but now here's an episode with no booze in it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could bring this up finally. Right. And it is the Sleepy Girl Mocktail. You've heard?
No.
I've heard of Skinny Girl. Is it related to that? Skinny Girl Margarita?
Unrelated.
Damn.
I like skinny margs, though.
Me too.
And there was a brand skinny girl that was like started by one of the Real Housewives or something.
Ah.
But I think most bars now just have a marg that's like soda, like a tequila soda with lime.
It's unfortunately named because the skinny marg is generally like the actual marg, the clean marg with like lime juice and Cointreau and tequila.
Right.
Not mix.
Now, the Sleepy Girl Mocktail, I've heard, I've not had. This was a TikTok thing, I think first happened like a year ago, but then just made its way into my feed very recently. There's like TikToker Gracie Norton first made it big, but then, you know, everybody's talking about it on TikTok. It is a mocktail that, you know, after you've eaten your girl dinner and you're ready for girl bed.
Yeah, sure.
A Sleepy Girl mocktail is tart cherry juice.
Oh.
Magnesium powder.
Oh,
and whoa. Prebiotic soda.
Oh.
It looks like a spritz. It's kind of red from the juice. And you're supposed to sleep really well. And relating it back to alcohol, I've heard in TikTok people like, hey, if you've been drinking booze, you sleep poorly when after alcohol. If you're looking for a really good night's sleep,
tart cherry.
Tart cherry juice has melatonin in it.
Ah.
So instead of popping a pill of melatonin, and I think your body creates melatonin. That's what makes you fall. So that
it also creates feeling. Tart cherry juice.
Yeah.
Your body.
I've had cranberry that's really tart, but I don't think I've had tart cherry juice.
Ooh, I think what? I think I have some tart cherry caplets, like dehydrated tart cherry.
And use them for sleeping?
Yes. But then I heard that you're supposed to drink like a ton of water with them. I don't know, but we should try some tonight.
Yes, and have wonderful sleeps. Mm. Also, magnesium powder is one. My mom has mailed me a big canister of magnesium powder. The brand is like Calm, and you're supposed to put that in water and drink it before bed. It helps you sleep. And then the prebiotic soda, I don't know what the deal is. I know prebiotic, I would imagine, comes first.
Does probiotic mean there's living cultures in there?
Yes. I think it's professional biotic.
Professional biotic.
I was hoping to ignore that. And it's good for you. It's like, helps you.
You get your antibiotic.
Eat your shit before you shit it.
It's for the ecosystem of your bowels. You
yes,
know?
Yes. As you got your prebiotic, which implies the existence of a postbiotic. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Eat it after you shit.
Yeah, you never really lose touch with your waste. After you've passed waste, it doesn't mean you're done with it. It continues to.
And the memory lives on.
Have a life of its own down there in the sewer.
You know that there's that commercial for some medical procedure where, like, you shit in a box and they set it away and they analyze it for you to screening or whatever.
Dirt box.
But the fucking commercials are like the little box is a like cartoon walking around with everybody. It's like it's gonna go in me later.
Yeah, I'm fun. Or like, is there shit in him now?
Yes, like, right. Is he on his way out?
You should hear it rattling around in there.
You see like a family of four, and then like the box is there, like in the bleachers, cheering on the kid or whatever. It's like,
do they see?
Is he's gonna be shit in later, or is there shit in him now?
It does seem inappropriate to be cheering for a guy's kids and he's later going to shit in you.
Yeah, it does.
It just, I don't know
what the relationship
social ramifications are, but that seems strange.
What's the arrangement between those folks?
Mm-hmm.
I like it better than those Charmin bears. I don't like that one.
Yeah, that one's, it's like the good before you go or like.
Yeah, like, enjoy the go.
Enjoy the go?
I don't like any of the nomenclature surrounding toilet stuff because I don't like the word squatty potty. I don't like the brand Tushy.
Nope.
Well, what's Tushy?
Tushy's a bidet. You know,
that
you can hook up to.
Bidets are the thing.
Yeah, but it should be way more popular, but it's called Tushy. So you're like, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
The bidet, I've been
bidet hearing. Bidet is a great word. It's French. It's classy.
Have you sat on a bidet before? I had a friend who had. I went to a house with one of the ones you're talking about, the Tushy's ones.
I've sat in Europe, the original one, blast water up your ass.
The original bidet?
It's a separate toilet right next to your toilet. The very first one. Those ones are strong. Like a real bidet is like.
Well, yeah, they gotta get out old like fucking medieval dingleberries.
Old faithful geyser are shooting me into the fucking.
Turn that thing down. I'm shooting through the roof here. I think you need new slate on the roof. That's my review of the bidet.
Oh boy. I take it day by day, you know?
Stop.
Come on.
Stop that.
You know, Jeff is talking about the Wet Hot American Summer movie. Folks, look for Summertime's coming up. They usually do screenings of that. And that's got to be a fun movie to watch in the theaters with a sure. group. I've never seen it.
Sure.
Boy, oh boy.
And sometimes you can be like me. You can be at Marate and you see David Wayne.
Mm. Hey, nice.
The bar Marate.
Oh, Marate. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I want to be like Jeff and see David Wayne.
Yeah. I want to be like Jeff.
I want to be. If you want to be like Jeff, you got to see David Wayne.
It was nice in that era of Michael Jordan when your name was Mike at that time. And like, I want to be like Mike. Like my uncles would say cool. that. And it was cool.
Was it cool?
For my uncle said it.
For that moment.
I was like, my uncles know my name.
I had a cassette single of the song Like Mike.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I put it on in the car all the time.
Like feel
Mike.
Cool.
If I could be like Mike, oh, wanna be
was
like
that
Mike.
A tie into a McDonald's
we should cover
thing.
That in Chicago.
Damn, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Was that a promotional song? Was it a promotional
song? Nike song.
Just for Mike, a Nike song.
Oh, Nike.
I had a different
or
single.
Or Gatorade.
Yeah.
Or Hanes.
Haterade. Duracell?
Haterade.
I think it was that shitbox thing we were talking about.
Yeah, I think it was that shitbox.
I want to feel Mike shit in my head.
I had a single for Free the World, Free Willy.
Michael Jackson?
Wow. A different Mike.
Yeah, jumped over the
a different MJ.
Kid at the end.
Different MJ.
That whale really left over that boy, didn't he?
Yep.
Woo.
Have you seen Blackfish?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
It's funny that SeaWorld is still going after Blackfish.
Isn't that funny? It's like too big to fail, and it's like, well, we heard all the things, but we've just got so many people coming in that we're not going to stop.
We like making money.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, have you seen The Cove?
Now, what's that?
The dolphin one.
Yeah, the dolphin massacre.
Yes. That movie.
Is Hayden Panettiere in that?
It's a documentary.
I think she.
No, but like she was like an activist who I think
you're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think you're right.
What's amazing about that one, it's a documentary, but you couldn't script better. But I mean, like there's some horrible stuff happens, but the protagonist.
Yeah.
Is the environmentalist, like the activist trying to free the dolphins, is the guy who trained dolphins for the TV show Flipper. And Flipper made dolphin tricks and stuff part of the mainstream. And that's what led to SeaWorld and all that stuff.
He felt guilt.
He had like a,
he
was at fault for this. So that's why he was like, he was going to Washington, D.C. and well, like trying to get legislation and stuff like that. Cause he did it.
I wonder if he worked on Ace Ventura.
Pet Detective.
Uh-huh.
There's or When Nature Calls, because there's no dolphins.
The first one.
Okay, because there's no dolphins in When Nature
94,
Calls.
94, I'm sticking
there's
with.
A lot of guano.
Bat turd.
They can tell that?
What's that joke? She's a virgin or something?
Yeah, she's not a virgin. They can tell that?
I haven't seen two When Nature
Ever?
Calls. Not all the way through.
It's got classic sequel vibes where, like, in the first one, he really pompadoured his hair up to look like that, and the second one it's a wig, you know, like that type of thing. It's like really
exactly. He's like, I'm a star now and I've got other projects
also. Isn't he like getting shit out by a rhino at some point?
That's a classic spot.
Wait, his head is just his head is coming out of a rhino's
no
butt.
He flies out.
Yeah, he's like in there. It's like a little control room.
He's like staking out. He's doing a surveillance thing,
but he's inside.
But I think he's getting hot and in there, so he takes all of his clothes off.
So then when he's trying to get out, he slides out. It looks like he's being birthed, and some tourists are like,
well, you know what? For next, this is going to lead right into our next blowout for next week.
Yes.
Our next Wednesday's blowout on the Patreon, folks. So if you don't get the Patreon, if you're not a subscriber to the Sloppy Boys blowout,
you miss out.
If you're not a patron, you're gone. Anyway, we're going to be watching and talking about
Tom Green, Freddy Got Fingered.
Tom Green's Freddy Got Fingered.
Never seen over here.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him.
You've seen?
I've never seen. I can't wait. I know it was recently added to the Criterion channel. I know that
it's hip now.
It's hip to be square. I was a huge Tom Green kid. Tom Green
Me
show.
Too.
Loved it.
Yeah.
That and Jackass were paired up Sunday nights at MTV. Perfect. And I was like, this is made for me. I'm the demo.
Well, I was staying at Neil and Fran's house for some of this trip. And Fran was saying people at work, she's writing on a show right now, we're like talking about it and they were watching it. So I watched a little bit of it at their house. But I was like, oh, people are talking about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're
sort of ahead of the curve, though.
Yeah, we're ahead.
We were talking about
it. We started it.
Always ahead. We've been talking about maybe doing this for a while.
Well, that's it for booze news, I think.
Wrap it up.
Now, here we go. This is the, whoops, this is the big Tom reveal. Show? This is the big
this
reveal.
This is the Tom Green Show.
It's not the Green Tom Show.
Whatever happened to Glenn Humplick, huh?
That's a good question.
He's doing fine.
I don't even know if he makes it in the movie. We'll see.
How about that guy who sat on set just drinking a coffee mug and laughing? Phil. That's funny.
That is funny.
Jackass also had a Phil. Interesting.
So did Viva La Bam.
We need to find that Bam Margera movie and watch that too.
Oh,
what did I say?
It was called?
It was called something.
That's
weird.
The sequel to his other
Grind.
No,
we should watch Grind. Did he direct Grind?
I don't know, but he's in it. I do remember him doing promos for it, like live interstitial, not live, but interstitials on Comedy Central during a block of movies, and he's like, yo, I'm Bam Margera. You got to come see my movie Grind. It's got me. It's got Shooter McGavin.
Oh, yeah.
He's using the character name from a different movie.
Ming Hags was the movie I'm
Ming
thinking
Hags.
Of.
Ming Hags. Haggard is his first movie.
Haggard.
And, right. And like that was one that actually got a little heat because it was 2003 or whatever. And it's, oh, yeah. So it's got like his old buddy. It's got like Brandy Camillo and all them in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, okay. So here's the big secret revealed. Today we're doing a drink called Pabst Blue Ribbon High Seltzer. This is THC infused,
right?
Seltzer, non-alcoholic. 10 mg of THC. This we're drinking daytime guava. It's called. Yeah,
it's a good flavor.
This also has 5 grams of THCV.
We don't know what that is.
We asked. It is just a different cannabinoid.
Great
thing. She says,
I was worried. I was like, because I wouldn't be able to handle 15 milligrams of THC, but she was like, this is 10 milligrams of THC, but then the MG THCV keeps you focused.
She said it was good for focus.
And she said it suppresses your appetite, which is interesting because usually I would got runaway munchies. Let's see if this.
Yeah. Well, they had another one too with, I just took a picture of it, with the 10 THC. 3 milligrams CBN and 2 milligrams CBD.
Okay. CBD. Well, CBD I know.
Yeah, that one I know. CBM.
THCV, maybe this reminds me of that like fake weed you'll find sometimes.
Oh, yeah. The stuff we got in North Carolina.
Yeah, it was like at hopscotch.
Delta 5.
Yeah, what was it? Or it was THH or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what that was. But yeah, so we're trying these drinks out and we wanted to start them early in the show because, you know, they might take a second to seep in.
To kick in.
Although what I read, I'm going to introduce the drink in, well, right about now. What I read is that it's, their like promo article for it was like, and this, you know, gets into your system a little quicker than gummies. So you can kind of feel the buzz quicker.
Ooh.
A different kind
that
of buzz.
That makes sense. You digest liquids faster than foods.
Yeah. But this is from Pabst Blue Ribbon. It came out in 2020. What is it now? 2024?
Yeah.
But this was around the time they were doing Pabst Blue Ribbon Forever was, we got one beer, and we're selling it to the guys in the factories, and now it's 2000, we're selling it to the hipsters.
Right, yep.
And Tim, you've been to the factory, I believe. That's maybe from a different episode.
Yeah, I toured the old, like, I guess you'd call it campus, in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in Milwaukee playing shows.
Ooh, that might be fun. Maybe a little tour.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, what's funny about it is, like, it was huge, like, when it won the blue ribbon in 1896,
yes,
it was like between like Miller, Pabst, and Budweiser. It could have gone either way. Ooh. Pabst was right up there, and then in fact, I heard this thing about. I listened to this podcast, Business Wars, that did a whole season of Bud versus Miller, and they talked about this, but the World's Fair in Chicago, 1896 or whatever that was. There wasn't actually, the big beer barons were excited that their beers are going to be on display at this World's Fair, but there wasn't actually going to be a competition. Mm. And then Pabst wanted to win a competition. So the Pabst guy, they're all like names like Kurt Cornelius Pabst and stuff like that. He was like, can there be I'm pretty sure they bought the blue ribbon that they want, you know, like just to ensure that would happen. But, And then,
or just called it Blue Ribbon, right? Or,
well, they did win. There was some voting that happened, but it was like Pabst like forced it to happen, and they won. But
that's great. They brought it upon themselves. We should be the annual. We should be the first winners of the Sloppy Award, the Sloppy Boys Awards.
It's a big deal. For excellence in music and podcasting. Yeah,
that's good.
There's very few crossovers like that, but we're,
hey, what do you know?
We're the good ones.
Have you had this before?
Either of you. No, I've never had any THC thing.
I had this on Labor Day is the end of the summer, but the beginning of the summer.
Memorial Day.
Coming up.
I was grilling and chilling with our friend Jocelyn. Thank you. I'm flipping burgers. I'm making dogs. We drank some of these. And what was great was it always takes stuff like this a long time to kick in with me. But
I'm feeling it a little bit now. Can't tell if it's...
I'm not yet.
I can't tell if it's placebo or not.
It could just be the euphoric effects of hanging out with me and Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. And the lighting. We put on some funky lighting here at Jeff's house.
Put on some funky blinkers, man.
But I think I told you about this wonderful night was that we had a little grill and chill, and then I drank one of those, and it hadn't really kicked in yet, and I went home. And then it was the day I was...
It was the day of the king's coronation.
more important, actually, right around that time. Ooh. And we should look up the dates to see how close it was, because it was the day that season 3 of I Think You Should Leave dropped.
Oh, I know this story.
And then I'd gotten home from this barbecue, and I was high on this stuff, and I was sitting on my couch, and it was 7 o'clock, and I'm like, how am I going to make it till midnight? It kills me to think that anyone on earth would get to watch a Tim Robinson sketch before me. Yeah, so right. I have to be right there at midnight. But it was 7 o'clock and I was like, had eaten 12 burgers and drank this thing and I was sleepy. And then it was amazing. I time warped. I fell asleep and I woke up at midnight. And I was like, I dreamed and wished that it would be midnight. And then
people say angels don't exist.
This was a miracle.
I tell them that story.
It was amazing. I was like, and it was like light outside and then it went to dark. And then I was like,
and you watched the whole six.
Laugh my ass off. And sure. Come on. I mean, Darmine Doggy Door.
Oh, the best.
You must be laughing.
I laughed my ass off.
Monsters on the
World.
So
that's the only time I've had this.
The world.
And that was my only experience with a beverage, with a weed beverage.
The first thing you'll notice about this is the tab that we all struggled with in the beginning.
Yeah. Pop up something and then slide it back.
Yeah, you have to like break a safety seal and then you pry it and then you can slide it back. But then, folks, you can reseal it for later because you're not supposed to necessarily have it all at once.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's probably a little bit like, because they probably know people don't know their levels of THC they can take. And this is like all right, you can put it back in a place so you don't go nuts with it.
Yeah. And this is 10 mil THC, and I would say
doesn't really have any fizz to it. So
yeah, it's been a while for me, but I think that 10 is a lot.
I'd maybe
be a 5 guy.
10's too much for me. Like the normal, like a Camino edible is like 5, and if I have 10, it's way too much. So this will be way too much for me. But I wonder. But it's also weird because it takes time to drink it, so maybe it's not all hitting you at the same time.
Mm. And the first thing that strikes you is the taste. Let's maybe talk about taste before we talk about effect.
Yeah, this is. And again,
should we take a break?
Oh wait a minute! I don't even think I finished all my stuff. So yeah. In 2020 they started coming out with this. No. In 2019, they had like different styles of Pabst. They had like light and heavy or whatever. Then they come out with 2019. They come out with the coffee. Remember Pabst Coffee?
Yes.
We did an episode of this.
Not soon after that, they were like, all right, let's try this THC thing. And that is like, you know, Pabst had been the one thing for so long. Now they're expanding. There are only certain states where you can get this stuff. California's one. New York's one. It's, you know, where it's legal, I guess.
Kind of a ballsy move. Like you don't see Bud Light doing shit like this,
but they might be, but we just don't.
I'm sure they're all developing it, but like nobody wants to take the first plunge. Yeah. They want to be.
And this isn't safe. I was trying to understand how it works. And it's, I think there's some legality stuff that if someone knows the law would understand it, but like this is, there's a thing called Pabst Labs that's trying to do more with marijuana, but this is technically made by another company and distributed through Pabst, but whatever.
Hey, it's all the same to me, the consumer.
Yeah, it just depends on, once it could be as a federal, it's legal federally, then I think they'll own it all.
What's funny is that Pabst, they make like 28 brands of beer. Like Pabst makes Lone Star and other brands. Like, so it's funny.
Now, do you know if that was part of like a later thing that I'm talking about? Like,
probably not as recent. I mean, I probably started in the 90s or something. Mm-hmm. But one cool Pabst thing I think I've told you guys is that I learned this on the tour that we knew it as a indie sleaze era, a cool beer that would be like $2 and mm-hmm. lots of the East Side clubs had them and stuff. But before that happened in the early 90s in the Pacific Northwest, the grunge guys started drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon and they, cause it fits with like the workman aesthetic
blue of wearing collar,
wearing flannel and Dickies and Levi's and like being like a workman vibe about your rock and roll
function over form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were buying Pabst Blue Ribbon just both cause it's cheap and it was like straightforward and they weren't advertising. And the Pabst people like in Milwaukee were like, our sales are spiking in Washington State. What's happening? And then when they found that out, they were like, oh, like they thought like, oh, maybe we should start like marketing this to that. And they're like, no, and
the market research said, no,
don't do nothing.
It's doing well because it isn't all over
exactly.
the media.
Exactly. Ah, and if they would have come out with like grunger commercials, it would have ruined it, but they just let it go. So they cut their advertising budget from like low to zero. Mm-hmm. And then that happened again in the 2000s with like indie rock. People just like a beer that doesn't advertise.
Hmm. I remember my dad, my friend's dad, Keith's dad, he had Pabst in the basement. It was the first time I ever saw it. You know, you don't drink, but you know Bud Light and stuff like that. And I remember thinking like, your dad has that weird German beer in the basement.
Oh, and it was just Pabst?
Yeah. And like, we weren't even reaching for that. We've had a Captain Morgan Parrot Bay and we had Aftershock and you know, we're trying other things, Kahlua. But the Pabst Blue Ribbon, I was like, oh, it must be disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, even in college, you're drinking Keystone Light, you're drinking Milwaukee's Best, you're mm-hmm. drinking Bud Light. I think only in LA was I like getting into Pabst, and I really do like it. I like the simplicity.
Me too. I like it a lot. Let's take that break. We're done with our what we would do here, I guess. The ingredient list is get one and pop it open.
All right, folks, open up your ears, open up your wallets. Here come the ads. We'll be right back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back, man.
That was just us taking a sip.
That was just a big sip. Exhaling after a sip. With the Pabst Blue Ribbon, high seltzer in hand.
Pabst in hand. I'm already done with mine.
Yeah, you should.
I wanted to finish it quick so I can get the effects still on the pod.
Yeah. I got a little bit left. Timothy?
I've got a little bit left. And yeah, I feel it kicking in a little bit, but I'm pretty soon I'm going to start forgetting everything I say. I can feel that I'm going to be one of them. Like, what were we just talking about?
Right. That's my
Achilles heel
with weed. And I don't mind if I'm with people who are also smoking weed at the time. But when you're in a situation, you're like, oh shit, I went to this party and I didn't know people weren't smoking. Okay. I'm going to be the guy who, and usually I'll be in a situation, be like, do I feel high, to like a friend? Like, no, not at all. And you're like, oh yes. Perfect, okay. It's all in my head.
Well, Mike, for now, just picture yourself being on stage in front of a mic in front of 17,000 weekly listeners.
Da-na-na-na.
Does that help?
<Da-na-na-na>. Yeah. Yes, it does. Hey, folks. Oh, you're so beautiful. We love you. Hey.
I remembered another good fact about Pabst, if you want to hear.
Yes!
Shout it from the mountaintops. We got the time.
So, you know, during the during Prohibition, companies...
Not to date myself, but
yeah. It's 200 years old.
Those were good. Those college days were good. Companies that made boozy stuff had to pivot to making other things to, like, stay in business for that decade. Mm. Pabst was like, oh, we're in the Midwest, let's make cheese. And they started making this cheese that was, like, not really like fully dairy, and so it had to be called cheese food. And then the Prohibition ends, they go back to making beer, and they sell their cheese food off to Kraft, who calls it Velveeta.
Hey. Wow. From Pabst to Kraft.
From Pabst to Kraft.
I would like to know the story of why it's called Velveeta. Like, that sounds like
it's so velvety.
But it sounds like Velveeta kind of sounds Italian a little bit, but velvety, it's soft. It's like
Kraft they're good at coming up with. I one time Googled, what's that island off the coast of LA?
Catalina
salad dressing.
Oh, yeah.
I Googled that to be like, oh, is that really from Catalina? And it's like, nope, it's like Kraft headquarters. Mm-hmm. They just were up with names, and Catalina just sounded like, because I think it's like their French dressing. Damn. They just called it Catalina.
It's kind of like that's Paradiso. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Something, no, that's a reference to Dante.
That's true.
The Divine Comedy.
That's true.
The taste isn't bad.
No, right? It's fine.
Guava, daytime guava, like, whatever
that is. You're not really drinking it for the taste, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. But it's like, I'd rather drink this taste than a White Claw.
I mean, I would say it even tastes better than my beloved Red Bull. My new favorite, Celsius. Have you guys had Celsius?
No, you were talking about those.
Woo-wee.
This does have a little tinge of like, what's that, taurine? It doesn't taste tawny, but there is a little tinge of like...
We're talking like artificial, maybe it's just sweetener?
Maybe it's the like weed back taste or something.
That's funny to me that you think you know what taurine tastes like.
No.
Like, is it when you drink Red Bull? I'm familiar with all the other flavors within this.
I meant like where the taurine sort of hits in the flavor profile. It's like there a little bit, but it's not right in your face.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to try that sip the test tube at Red Bull Labs.
I just mean there's a little something in here that feels fabricated.
Yeah.
Red Bull is a real strong sense memory for me that when I drink, and I use it quite frequently, but I use it to rally if I got to go out, but I'm tired and I'm feeling whiny and nappy, but I got to go out on a Saturday night, I drink Red Bull. So now the other day I drank a Red Bull like in the middle of the day for some reason, and I was like, whew, feels like I'm grumpy on Saturday night, but it's somebody's birthday. That's like the most specific feeling.
It's good, like tiredness insurance. Like if you're afraid you're going to be tired, like I got to go out and I'm afraid I'll be tired. You just drink one of those.
I'm leaving the home in fear.
And it vanquishes it.
It's funny that what caffeine does. I thought caffeine like gave you energy.
Gives you wings.
No, you forget you're tired.
Exactly. It like interrupts the receptors that tell you that you're tired. So your body is fatigued, but your brain doesn't know.
I feel like that's why when I was drinking coffee, my brain was, or my thought process was just like, I won't sleep much, but I'll drink coffee at work tomorrow. Right. And then by the end of the week, I'm dead. And I'm like, oh, that's why it is. Mm-hmm. I never got the sleep I needed. You're just
cutting it off from your brain.
Damn. You got to sleep. Love to sleep.
Yeah. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul, as they say.
Right.
I've got something to say.
Go ahead.
Actually, this
is kicking. We're all smiling and like,
yes, this is I'm beaming.
For sure. Yeah, this is great.
And I also forgot what I wanted to say.
Shit. We'll get there.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. If you really actually do forget, sometimes I can like try so hard and it feels like I'm like going into a different dimension to reach back into my brain and catch the thing.
Like Winnie the Pooh doing like think.
Yeah. I'll often need to go back into like if I thought of something at this the kitchen sink, I'll have to go back there and be like, yes.
Oh,
it happens all the time on my phone too. I'll be like on Instagram, then like, oh, what I was going to look at. And then now I forget, go back to Instagram. And I was like, yes, that was the picture that made me think of it.
You know what has been happening to me a lot. I'm on a walk or a drive or something. And I'm at like an intersection and
at a crossroads in life.
At a crossroads in life. No, I'll be at a spot. And then I'll remember an episode of a podcast I listened to while I was there last time.
Me too.
So yeah. I think I jogged here one time and I was like listening to an episode of Serial or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting how the brain
it's wondrous. Works.
Before we lose it, do you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, I was going to ask you guys.
Oh boy, now we're on the spot.
What's your favorite munchie food?
When did that first come up?
What's your favorite? What's your favorite pig out junk food,
junk food.
That was so
shit,
funny.
Man. If I have the munchies, I can go. I can eat anything.
On anything. Well, we were talking.
I can
about
mix and match. I can do ham and cheese roll ups, and then some Ben and Jerry's right after it. And you know, I'm gonna have orange juice and cheese crackers.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me if you're in the mood for the munchy stuff and you look in your fridge and you just have like normal food and you're like, I guess I'll just indulge in like this normal food.
Yes, I'm eating a soup.
Exactly. It's like, okay, beef like, barley soup.
It's 11 p.m. soup for me.
I would probably put like maybe like too much Tabasco in it or something.
Yeah, you gotta do something to make it a stunt. Make it a fun food.
The thing I think with the munchies and when I'm eating so much, a lot of the time it's like just the texture thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I just like to eat this stuff and like be swallowing big gobs of cheese and crackers.
Well, that's like one time unbeknownst to me, I ate a Mrs. Frizzle's chocolate or something, like a Harry Potter chocolate.
Mm, yeah.
And it had Pop Rocks in it that I was not expecting.
Yeah, ouch.
And I was like, I thought it was like fireworks in my skull. I was like, but it was cool.
Tim, you got to remind me of this, Tim. I was going to look it up on Amazon.com. What were the name of those chocolates you gave me the other night? He had these toffee rolls.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, I like a toffee, though, an English toffee.
It was
toffee.
It was like those turtles you used to get.
Yeah.
They were very, very Dutton-esque.
Or the Heath bar.
Yeah. Yeah. These were like sticks, and they were kind of chewy. I forget the name, but it's like almond rotan.
Rogan. But it was like almost like, the flip side of a crunch bar. Got crumb, it's kind of textury. It was that wrapped around a toffee.
Damn, how'd they wrap it?
Chocolate
wrapped around a toffee.
Yeah, just chocolate like
and then almonds on the outside.
Almonds
like
on the outside. But it had that crunchiness to it.
Damn.
Wrapped in a cellophane, ultimately. And in a box.
You don't know where you got them.
That's what I wanted to know.
They were a gift.
I couldn't break them last night. So.
It'll be a good Google. Anyway,
so good.
Yeah, sorry.
I have a show and tell that this is my ulterior motive when I ask you your favorite munchy food.
Oh,
is
Nerds
rope or Nerds gummy clusters?
I didn't hold on. Can I have to talk about Nerds gummy clusters for a second. I think it was the last one. We just recorded an episode before this.
I had them at Barbenheimer.
You know, The company that makes Nerds, it might just be called Nerds.
Wonka. I'm not sure.
It's Wonka. It's Wonka. You're right. Wonka, they're in the candy aisle. Their stock
was in the candy space.
Pretty much the same for years and years and years. What is Wonka doing differently? All of a sudden, the past 5 years, they go up.
Nerds, specifically.
Specifically, Nerds clusters.
Really?
That, like, gummy technology, whatever, like, got, because Nerds are weird to eat. It's just, they go all over. I love them, but
yeah,
it's like this gummy technology worked and helped.
Their now you got Chalamet making movies about the guy.
You're right, because the form factor of the original Nerds were a little cardboard cigarette box that you'd carry around.
We have some of those in the Digman writers' room. They're great.
And you'd slip off the side of the top you'd dump them in your hand and they'd be like sand.
You had to slip it out, but like also perforate it. Like that would always just kind of get ripped off on my.
And it's just like, and you're putting pebbles in your like wet hand and then you toss them.
Now you gotta drink them from the box.
Inevitably, you got one or two stuck to your wet hand. Yeah. Disgusting. This is the form factor of Nerds was what was getting in its way the whole time. It needed to be a gummy cluster.
Yeah,
have you had big chewy Nerds?
Big chewy Nerds.
Yeah, so those are a little different, right? They're just
little. They're like Skittle sized like Nerds.
Exploded in a way. They're like freeze dried and they popped or something.
Shell is thin.
They pop them like popcorn. Yeah, take a normal Nerd and put it under heat.
That's what it seems like. It seems like they popped a Nerd like popcorn.
All right, now you were talking. I went off on
Nerds. I have a show and tell, which was you guys know my favorite late night crunchy munchie.
Fritos.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Any flavor.
House, my God, we should have brought those.
Yes. And here's what I brought. Now
I've got all the surprises today.
I didn't get any normal Fritos, but here's the thing. Other than normal Fritos, the easiest to come by is chili cheese. These ones, like you may have even seen that in a Frito-Lay variety pack. Now getting a little fancier than that, we got the Flamin' Hot. You know, there's Flamin' Hot everything.
Okay, those last night, I like that powder.
Okay, well, if you want to get a little fancier, we have the Honey Barbecue Flavor Twists.
Ooh,
they look like fusilli.
Honey Barbecue.
But now here's the
HBBQ.
Now here's the crown jewel, and this is open because I was snacking on it. The crown jewel of my collection that you can't find in LA, so I ordered it off the internet. These are the Fritos that made me Frito crazy. A year ago, I was in Arizona, and I ate chorizo and chipotle Fritos.
Wow.
They're made in Mexico, so you can only get them like closer to the border.
Gotcha.
And now, the first time I ate these, I said, ew, it tastes like liver. And then the next night I went kind of back in there and then I was like,
peeled one more off the top.
It does taste like liver, but there's a challenge. I enjoy the challenge. And once I acquired a taste for this and now it's like my favorite snack on earth. They got really crushed
there's
in
something
the, by
good
the mailman.
About this flavor. It tastes like jerky at first. And I get with the liver thing.
Meat. It tastes like an animal is involved.
It's got like a that taste.
Yes. There's a back of your throat that is really surprising, much like the Pop Rock chocolate. You don't see it coming. You go, thank you.
Now those are good, and I enjoy them. I am not in the mood to have another bite at this moment. You know what I mean? Like,
Fritos.
If you're in the mood, great. If you're not, I'm like, right now, that's disgusting.
I'm never really a Frito guy because they're so buttery. They're so baked and buttery.
The scoops are even more buttery.
That gets on top of me.
gets on me.
I like that, though, because I like liver. When you said that, I thought I was going to be grossed out.
Liverwurst.
It reminded me of liverwurst when I was a kid. I used to love liverwurst because
I'm with you.
I thought, I love the sound of like, hey, I like liverwurst.
Right.
Because you're a nasty boy.
I'm a little nasty boy about it.
I would, my mom would make me liverwurst on an toasted onion bagel.
Ooh, stanky. Double stank.
With mustard on it. Oh, I'd say, thank you, mommy.
But the snack your mom made all the time for you? Slices of tomato with mayo swirled on it.
That was more of a dinner thing. Yeah,
that was dinner.
That was like a appetizer? Summer dinner, maybe a steak on the grill. We got some
sort of
corn
like
on the
Capri
cob.
Salad.
And you know what? It is a little bit.
Yeah.
This high seltzer is not giving me like the munchies at all.
Yeah, right. Well, it's that THC X, Mike. THCV. Yeah. It's an appetite suppressant.
It's a focus.
I learned that at the drink presentation earlier today.
you were out there?
All right, so that was hitting with people.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because when I do those, I'm like, this is the boring part.
It's different.
It's different. Now, we went to go get these at a at a dispensary around here. I don't know if we're going to name them. They haven't given us any money.
Don't.
But the dispensary is a funny world. You go, yeah. The ones here, even the ones in New York, or I went to one in Chicago, you walk in and it's like, kind of looks like a Mac store, or the space is trying its best to look like a Mac store. They got iPads, we're talking, what do you want?
Mac store, because it's like the product is like, you can see it, but don't touch it, or don't get too close to it.
You can't really do much with it right now.
Yeah, I guess like Apple does have the stuff out, but it does feel like, oh, it's fancy, but we're walking you through this. Mm-hmm. We're not just setting you free.
Yes, yeah. You need us to like finish this whole thing. Yeah.
Do you remember the first one we went to in San Francisco?
Yeah.
It was like
felt crazy because it was before LA had them.
It felt crazy. It felt like going into a storage container, but then it felt bank with like double reinforced glass, and you had to like, it was even more walled off.
Yeah.
It looked like a crazy doctor's office on one side, and then behind this thick glass.
Yeah. Like a doctor's office when there's like a disaster and they got like set up stuff away.
Like FEMA. It felt like this disaster relief, like weed store. Mm-hmm. And then, but it worked. I remember we showed up for, I want to say Sketchfest or something like that, and saw posters and ads for like, you can get weed here now.
I remember you and Chris buying some, and it was like, wow, they're really doing it. The first time I went to one, you have to give over your ID card. I was like, wait, where's this going?
Right.
Who's this going?
Am I on a list
the government
now?
Is putting you on a no-fly list.
Yeah. Fly the plane.
It's funny if you buy something too easy. Like, have you ever just been in like a head shop and you're like, are these pre-rolls? I'll buy these. And then like, they didn't check my ID. This is just like a skateboard shop or whatever. And it was like, it's always fake.
I was told those are like sometimes mixed with tobacco too. Yeah, and stuff. They feel
a total fake out.
They always feel a little.
I remember for a time you could buy salvia, just no ID, I don't think.
Salvia.
I don't know if I ever actually bought it personally, but people had it around Ithaca campuses. You could like,
remember that was the thing at Ithaca. Yeah.
You could buy it at head shops and it would just be like, we have 3X and 10X strength, maybe even 10X
wasn't that
or 30.
Thing? It was like, I never did that one.
Yeah. Kids in my dorm would like trip for 3 minutes.
Right. That was the thing. It was like, it's like a really intense thing and then it goes away. Mm. This didn't sound, crazy to me. This is good. Great.
This is good. Great.
Just check it in. This is good. Great.
Should we take a little break?
Do us, what would you do different?
Yeah. Okay.
If you were in the PAPS labs and they said, hey, Jeff, Tim, next mic, what would you do different?
We'll think about that.
Yeah. I'll think hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks.
I keep forgetting every thought, but I'll try to remember to think about that.
Smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
Mike, stop.
And then I smoke two more.
Folks, we'll be right back after more messages.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with our final thoughts on the Pabst Blue Ribbon High Seltzer Daytime Guava.
Yeah. I wonder how many of our listeners are smoke marijuana or drink THC.
Drink THC.
Half.
I drink THC.
You think half?
I'm saying half.
I think it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. In New York and LA, it's like you walk down the street and you smell it so much more than, but like, it's because it was illegal during our growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You smell it now and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, wait. It's fine.
Hey, whoa. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
So you can just fully smoke it in public like it's a cigarette?
I think the deal is wherever you can smoke cigarettes, you can do, like, you can't just smoke in a restaurant or if, right. like, you're a patioed area.
That's cool. It does feel very permissive, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what we grew up with.
Yeah.
Permissive is good. Now, promiscuous, on the other hand.
Careful. You
know, Conrad Hilton's great-granddaughter was dabbling in that a little too much.
What do you mean? No, I don't want to get into that. That is none of your business, by the way. Now, you had an anecdote you wanted to unfurl before us, the listener.
Yes, I wanted to tell you a funny story that I remember during the break. And it's a real story. It sounds like I'm setting up a
family. Yeah. This is not a. this is not like the time. Oh, which I mean to tell you guys. I just saw, I don't know, the Go-Go's the other day. And what did they want to say? What are they?
The Go-Go's, I guess.
You've got the weed. You've got the weed. Okay.
You've got the weed.
No, I was just remembering an embarrassing text I sent while under the influence of THC, which was that I don't know what I'm doing and I'm a noob, right? So
Mom and Dad, I'm not voting anymore.
I was on vacation with our friend Ben.
Nice.
In Arizona, where these chorizo chips were.
Hot, hot, hot.
Anyway, we're going to like...
Spring training.
Spring training, thank you. But... Ben had like a bowl, not a bong, but a pipe, and it was kind of small. And I don't really know how to use that type of thing.
So not a Gandalf pipe, not a big long pipe.
No.
Never early or late.
Yeah.
Just a little straightforward, little nothing. It's just like the smallest amount of anything. But I didn't know how to use it, so I sucked on it too hard, and the flame went from the lighter to through the whole pipe and down my lungs and burned my throat. And
maybe you had some of the ash go in there or something.
I did feel I sucked so hard on the thing. I think I was drunk.
You pulled
through. I sucked
through.
So hard on the thing.
They call that you pulled through.
I pulled through.
Big time. You can believe it.
So it scorched me. And then I was sort of like waiting for it to the pain to subside. And then it really just was lingering. And my throat was burnt, and I started to worry, like, what did I do to my throat?
My taste buds especially.
My
taste buds have compromised.
My taste buds, and let's be honest, I'm a singer. My throat.
I need
that. True. I said the
all right. You can't get up there anymore.
It could be because of that.
Wow.
But on the night.
He sings. He lives his singing life.
He skings.
Skinny life.
I certainly skings.
Anyway, he tells it better. Go ahead, Tim.
This story has a really good celebrity punchline, which all my stories have.
Nice.
So I was, it sucks to use something with fire and burn yourself. And then also the drug is the type of drug that would make you paranoid. So now you have an injury and you're paranoid about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started kind of wigging out a little bit and I was like, my God, I burnt my throat up. My throat, what did I do? And I took out my phone and I kind of forgot that I did this and I saw it the next morning. But I took out my phone and I texted my old boss, Sarah Silverman. I had not talked to her in probably months or a year.
A known pro-pot person.
Yeah. Exactly. So I took out my phone.
You went right to the old sages, the old masters.
I think that that she was like, because she used to be my boss, it's like a parental authority figure type of person. But I know that she,
I can't text my parents.
Yeah. So she
don't you either.
She's closest thing to like a pothead, like mom in
uncle
my life
or something. Yeah.
So my I hadn't talked to her in a year, and I texted her with no context. I said, I burnt my throat. That's it.
Did she ever get back to you?
She did. She got back to me right away and said, aw. And then I forgot about that conversation. I went to bed. I woke up the next day and was like, I didn't text Sarah Silverman. And I ended up looking and it was just, I burnt my throat. Aw. You haven't heard from Tim Kalfakis in a year. I burnt my throat.
That's good.
But she was nice. She was concerned about
That's
me.
Good. I know those types of pipes you're talking about. They're just kind of like at a right angle. It's kind of like
to it.
Made of like tin or something. Like very. Yep.
Oh, those are weird. Those are scary. The metal looking ones.
I remember when I was in fourth grade in the summertime, a friend of mine and I were riding around on our bikes, and we went up to this this hotel near us that had this like big lookout, and we went up there and we found one of those pipes, and we were like, oh, I think this is weed or something. We didn't know what it was, so we put it in our pockets, and we went down to our neighborhood to have like a pool for the. Families. We went down there and
swimmers.
We're sitting there, we're gonna get into the like putting our bikes on the rack and stuff, and this older kid that he knew through his school or something, but we were fourth grade, he was in high school I think, and my friend's sister knew him anyway. He was like, we're like, look what we found. We're like, what is this thing? Is this, we think it's drugs, is it bad or whatever? He's like, oh yeah, yeah, you know what, why don't I take that from you guys? I'll bring it to school and turn it in. But and we're like, oh, awesome. Thanks. He definitely just took it and smoked it. Turned it in at school. What the fuck are you talking about?
You got to go straight to the principal with this one.
But it was like that age where like, yeah, school is the authority as far as I'm concerned.
They told us not to do this stuff. We should bring it to them.
Bring it to them.
They know all about it.
He knows, and he's good. He's good.
Have you guys ever tried to smoke out of like an apple?
I know what you mean.
Or a Coke can. That's uh-huh. Another sort of like dirty early on thing where like you dent a Coke can and then poke a bunch of holes and like rest the weed chunk on it with like seeds and sticks.
Yeah.
And like any breeze would just blow it like just like right off the Coke can in a fucking awful way.
Like I've seen that happen like high school.
It's like very much high school. Smoking the paint off the aluminum can.
Right.
Mastified.
What I would do different with this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. It's, I guess, just make different flavors, which they have. We just didn't get it.
It's like, no, get into the lab. Get chemical with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I'm in the lab with these guys, I'd say shrink it. Make it a tiny little drink.
I would imagine you maybe putting some maple syrup in there.
Maybe
some pineapple juice or something.
Vermont maple and maybe a Hawaiian pine.
You know what I would do? I would make me one called Lifted Lime.
Okay.
Oh, that's like what I would do. And also get rid of that THCV.
Because you want the munchies.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Give me 15 and I won't drink the whole thing.
You can kind of give yourself the munchies. You're like, you know what? I'm going to eat a lot.
I wonder if that stuff is working because my thoughts aren't getting so far away from. I'm forgetting a lot, but yeah, I'm kind of having one. Is that an alarm you set?
Yeah, it's for the ribs.
We made the ribs.
We got ribs. You forgot about the ribs.
And then after this. While we're eating the ribs, we're going to watch Tom Green's movie, Freddy Got Fingered. And that's what we're talking about on the next blowout next week.
How about
that? So you got to subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/thesloppyboys, and then you could hear us recap. We're not going to record the episode.
Right, we're not going to be high when we record. But it's going to be a fun movie to watch while high because I think it's going to be an off-the-wall comedy.
We're going
to
giggle.
Plus, it's always fun with you guys watching stuff. You're always like, Mike, did you see that? I'm like, well, I missed it.
Well, and we know a bunch of showbiz stuff. Well, they're like, oh, those shoes are Greeked.
Hey, you're Greek.
You're wearing them.
Yeah, Tim, you fucking flag that Greek stuff.
All right.
Here's what I would do differently. My only note is I would like more carbonation. Mine was like pretty completely flat.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's not supposed to be carbonated because it's like if you're going to reseal it.
Mike, it's a seltzer.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not going to try to argue any of that.
And but it's 40 calories. I like the amount of sweetness. I did like the flavor. And I do think that it feels like
more calories in there.
Throw one or two more calories.
43.
But only bubbles is the only thing. I like it. And I like the way it feels. And I feel a little sparkly.
Good. Damn. These are pretty good.
How you feeling, Joe? I feel pretty lit up.
I'm living large.
Yeah.
I'm working. I feel good. I'm ready for these ribs. Mm-hmm. And if I'm listening to this, wow, my boys are listening, are going to talk about Freddy Got Fingered in like 5 days.
That fucking rules. I wish I could hear it.
I'm going to plunk down that money for the double the pleasure every week.
Man. He's talking, of course, about the Sloppy Boys blowout. That's where it's all happening.
It's a good show. I like that show. I don't really like this one.
Yeah. It's behind a patron, a very modestly priced Patreon wall, firewall that you have to pay.
Yeah.
But once you're back there.
It's a low hurdle.
You're listening to these shows ad-free. You're listening to every week we do a special episode based on whatever we want. This week's going to be Freddy Got Fingered.
And once you get to that other size of the paywall itself is a little scary. But when you get through it, then you see Tim. He's pretty much your boy at this point.
Yeah. Oh, he's hanging out.
He welcomes you in, and there's his two co-hosts, Mike and Jeff. Hey,
it's like a virtual
I'll
space.
Be with you in a little bit. I'm just putting final touches on questions for Lennon. Another tier you can get to. It's where I do a...
It's all happening past the paywall. You got to get over there. Yeah,
that's the spot.
Sloppy Boys movie is not us being rum runners or us dropping poker chips up our butts or whatever the other
guy. That was all fucked up.
The Nasty Man movie. No. The Sloppy Boys movie is a Pixar movie.
Yes.
It's insider Patreon where you have to jump over the paywall and then like John Lennon is welcoming you to questions. It's Wreck-It Ralph.
It's like,
Wreck-It Ralph for our generation.
Like Detroit Rock City is about those four guys who like want to go see a Kiss concert. Mm-hmm. It's about some young kids who want to get into the paywall.
I saw one of the Detroit Rock City guys out and about in my trip here.
Eddie Furlong?
I forget which one. No,
I saw Eddie Furlong at Ralph's one time back in the day.
I hadn't seen the movie in a while. I kind of forgot.
Whoa.
Who was who? But some, it was celebrity sighting for me.
All right, folks, all that and more coming soon.
Yes, all that and more coming soon. And the plant that they use for making THC and stuff like that, it's cannabis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of cannabis?
Yeah, oh yeah, we've said it a few times.
But have you heard of the cannabis quiz?
Now, Tim, I like when you set that up. I always love when you set that up. But are you expecting us to go, no, or yeah?
I think,
is it supposed to be a threatening thing?
It's shock.
It's shock.
Like, oh, we didn't know.
You didn't know there was such a thing.
Okay, I got to get ready for a quiz.
This is a quiz. Okay.
This is a quiz hosted by me. You guys are the contestants.
Quiz master.
You just blurt out the answer.
A quiz faster.
And the winner gets an extra rib at dinner tonight.
Oh.
And then the other loser gets a punch in the ribs.
Yeah.
The quizmaster or the winner? I don't know.
It's really the rib quiz.
Ooh.
Are you guys McRib fans?
Never had.
I've had it, but it's not something I'm like, oh, it's coming back.
Right. I have.
It's like a printed.
It's shaped like ribs. It's almost like a patty.
It gets thicker where there would be bones, but it's just like
pressed meat.
It's like kind of red sauce on it.
Yeah, pressed meat bits.
It's not bad, but I think by having it go away and come back, they turned it into a thing.
I just said, hold on, you're going to get to that quiz. Let me say something.
You say something.
So I just said, pressed meat bits. That's like what it is.
Right.
You know, don't you hate those characters in movies that are like.
Yeah.
It would be like the nerdy type person. He's like, should I have, should we split a nitrous pop with the, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yep. I hate that.
So
if we do the Sloppy Boys movie, let's not include that character is cut.
Or include him if he's a bad person.
So we besmirch his people.
Okay. You were going to do a full quiz.
The cannabis quiz here.
Can I ask how many questions? That's helpful to me.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Even number, but that's not good.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's that? Quiet. The quiz is about to start. You keep
counting. He doesn't need to count them all. I'm cutting through the bullshit here. I'm trying to bring up a song, a dance song.
Take a breath, Mike. You haven't stopped talking.
I know. I think it's the
It's been like 15 minutes.
Calling him out. You don't yell at him. He talks 33% of the time. He's supposed to, but he takes all the time.
Oh, God.
He's supposed to.
This is the problem, Jeff.
Yeah, I know it's the problem. It's fine.
Has it been a problem before? No, let's get into it. Has it been a problem before? Have I been annoying you
no,
before?
No, this is off the charts. It's the THCV.
Now you got Tim going. Tim's lost it.
There are times on the show where I've been a bit steamrolled. I'm like, all right. This is like just completely off the grid. You know what? I'm pulling out the zapper. You're getting zapped.
Can you do it on my toe though? I don't want to do it.
We'll get zapped, but you'll be the first one.
Jesus, oh boy. I got a feeling that was pent up for a long time, too. No, I think that was coming.
This guy, he probably hasn't slept in weeks. That's been building and building.
I think that has been a long pop there. And we used to be roommates. Now I'm going back through everything I did in the roommates. But I did the dishes. He would never, he never did the dishes.
You haven't taken a breath in 15 minutes.
Was I cutting you off? Is that why?
No, just like, not. It truly was just like, don't allow a breath. If there's space, fill it. Which, by the way, is don't great podcasting. I would never stop you from
don't
doing
hit me that.
With that
thing.
No,
or if you do, let me know it's coming.
It's coming right now. Here we go.
Well, I'm where?
On your knee. Come on.
All right.
We'll each get a little more adventurous.
I could do one adventure.
You get knee, I'll go elbow, and then Tim, you surprise us.
No!
Why do you do my toe?
Not through the sock.
Okay, I'll take the sock off.
Sock off? Wait, can we get it in frame? We should get it in frame.
Yeah, I don't want to put my foot on frame. It's disgusting.
That's perfect. Bird, we're going knee now. I now feel bad.
Do it!
Wait! It
didn't do it.
I think it's up, see?
Yeah, but I think it has to go in through the, like, you have to go inside the cage part.
No way.
Like, the thing inside is where it zaps.
Oh. How do we do that?
Well, you'd have to.
You have to fly.
You have to modify the racket.
Pinky? Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do this at all, you know?
What a backfire.
Well, I think it makes for some comedy.
Right. Yeah, but hey, the good thing is, we got the cannabis quiz.
It's true.
Yes.
We have a quiz we got to get. And the fans right now are frothing at the mouth. They're loving it. They got a big, long episode coming.
That, I got to tell you, man, that was a belly laugh and my abs, my six-pack hurts.
Nice. All right.
So I think the PBR seltzer has kicked in.
I think so, too. I think that was what just happened here was a
silly Billy
clear
stuff.
Show of what happens when you drink these things with your buddies.
It's a cautionary tale.
That was good.
All right.
Okay, the cannabis quiz.
12 questions.
12 questions.
I do have to sit up, though.
Which is an even number, so if you guys tie 6-6, that's it.
Okay.
It's a tie.
That's it. Oh, interesting. So the cannabis quiz has no fun stuff.
No, those questions are fun, and they'll make you laugh.
Gotcha.
Actually, they won't make you laugh, but they'll make you think.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Chong's partner.
Say again?
Jefferson.
Oh, Chong's partner.
Yes.
You got to be clear, Tim.
So what was it that I did wrong?
I didn't know what was said.
Now, how is it that
he
Jeff...
He said come again.
How is it that Jeff got it right?
He has a direct... my face. Direct,
yeah. So when we're over Zoom, sometimes there's internet issues, and when we're in person, there's the
eye contact.
Sometimes. So now it's doing to me.
Okay. I'll perform this one to you, but Jeff, you're allowed to chime in as well.
Mm-hmm.
This popular man was going to clean his room until he got high.
Shaggy.
Oh,
no, Afro Jack. Afro Man.
Michael gets it.
Oh.
I was going to clean my house. Okay. Boosh. You guys are tied. How do you feel?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good now.
Check his 2024 tour dates, and you'll find that this old man is on the road yet again.
Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney.
He's on the road.
On the road.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. There you
wow.
go.
Wow. That might be, I don't know any of his songs, but that might be a fun one to see.
See him. I think he's playing the Hollywood Bowl. I don't know any of his songs.
Me neither.
He played with Kermit the other day.
Yes, I did see that.
And he was in
Snoop Dogg often.
The fucking We Are the World.
Yeah.
Unless ye forget.
He's probably got songs we don't realize we know, or they've been covered by other people.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, next question on the cannabis quiz. This funk legend did a cameo in the film PCU.
George Clinton.
Michael.
Fuck.
Saw that guy at the bank. Remember that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Bank of America. We were getting our accounts set up.
Is he all done up with the hair and
all done up. Fluorescent dreads.
He was wearing fluorescent dreads and orange and yellow schemed
like jumpsuit.
Camo.
Oh yeah,
camel
yeah,
color
yeah, yeah.
stuff.
Remember, we saw Parliament and yeah. Fishbone at the Greek. What a show!
Was that, their that was farewell a wild tour? Show.
Must have been.
I hope they do more stuff like that because that
think,
was so cool.
I think that was Farewell, and then they just kept doing it.
Yeah.
It was real. It was like a whole park. Like a there's so many people on the stage.
They did
so
a funny thing where third to last song, they brought everyone up on stage and like they brought everyone from the audience, like in the pit came up. Mm-hmm. Every inch of the stage was filled with people. Everyone in the audience is yelling. The song ends. Everyone goes back. And they did three more songs.
Just to ruin the movie.
Did not ride that momentum. Go ahead.
Let's keep that in mind when we do some live shows this spring. Okay. Next up on the cannabis quiz, it's Trey Cool's 24-hour themed band. Michael gets it.
24-hour themed band.
Okay. This Ben & Jerry's classic contains chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
Cherry Garcia.
With gobs of chocolate chip fish cookie food. Dough and fudge brownies.
Not Girl Scout cookies? Food? Mint medley. Thin mint.
Late night snack.
Thin mint.
What the fuck?
Key into this one. The chocolate chip cookie dough is...
Tonight dough.
Dough is... It's not a cookie, right? It's dough.
Yeah.
Where's right. this going?
So if you're between raw and fully cooked...
Half doughed.
Half baked.
Michael!
Half doughed.
Half baked.
Half doughed. Half doughed the cookie.
Half doughed. Half doughed.
Okay. The director of Half Baked.
Second.
No. Fucking.
Oh, fuck. No, the.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? We've talked about her before on this pod.
Oh,
she also directed Billy Madison.
Yep. Audra. No, fucking. Oh.
Bob Saget directed Dirty Work.
Yep. I like that this is, you both look miserable because you do like know it, but
yeah.
It's.
Tamara Davis.
Yes!
Ah, nice.
Oh my God.
Jefferson.
But, and was married to one of the Beastie Boys? Or did oh. or did stuff with the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I think married to one of the
Beastie Boys. Cool. I actually work with Money Mark.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay, that's a Jeff point. Next.
Yes. Oh, fuck.
Yikes. This 1936 film warned of the horrors of marijuana.
Reefer Madness. Fuck.
Michael gets it.
He's fast.
Isn't it cool how I go from like Half Bake the flavor to Half Bake the movie? Now we're talking movies. I go to Reefer Madness. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yes, I'm yes, tracking yes. all that.
Yeah, okay.
The Great Barrier Reef.
No.
Damn.
it was only for those three questions. I don't think it does that ever. Okay. Well, we're talking films, I guess. This 2008 action comedy featured a low Pineapple chuckling. Express. Yes, fuck. A low chuckling process server. Pineapple Express, Michael.
Wait a minute, low chuckler? That was in another quiz.
Yes, usually yeah. on the quizzes when Seth Rogen comes up, he's referred to as a low chuckler.
Good to
Next
know.
Up, marijuana in a cigar wrapper is called this.
Blunt.
Jeff.
Yes.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Okay.
Emily Blunt.
I wish. There's no logic anymore to it, but here's a question that's similar to, remember I was talking about my Frito situation earlier, that I'm not really a Frito guy mm-hmm. in normal life? Well, anyway, keep similar to that, here's the next question on the cannabis quiz. If it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Tim prefers Del Taco.
Ooh.
But for a late night crunchy munchie.
Taco Bell.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go.
Fourth meal. Michael.
Bong,
I try not
bong.
To have it as a meal. Taco Bell is your dinner. Makes you feel weird, you know?
Oof.
Taco Bell yeah, in the middle of treat. The night.
Meat okay. treat.
Next up, and it's the final question on the quiz.
What's the, even the score at this point?
Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jeff has 3, but this last one is 10 points.
Shit. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think the cannabis quiz did weird.
Lucky for me.
In junior year of Ithaca College, Tim had a little Toki freakout,
mm-hmm.
and he went back to his room to calm down, mm-hmm. but listening to this album,
Dark Side of the Moon.
Michael gets it. Listening to this album only scared him.
I was almost going to say it when you said your freak out.
Yes.
But I,
it's the fun fact attached to the freak out.
Well, congratulations to me.
Pretty good. You get one extra rib at dinner.
Thank you.
And I get punched in the ribs. In the rib.
But was it by you or me? The quizmaster or the winner?
I could never throw a punch. I'm a pacifist.
All right. I'll have to do it.
I am not about
to. I hate to do it. I got to do it.
Might as well do it on pod.
Yep.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. If you can't get enough boys, we already plugged it. It's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Great episode, dudes. Great episode, those of you listening at home.
Why don't you take a fucking breath? Bye. Bye, folks. Love you.
Bye, folks.
Be safe out there with everything you do. Oh.
I'll be totally wrecked.